what are some of the benefits of having more diversity on television, and what are some of the trends that we're seeing?
Oh, it's a really interesting question. In terms of the benefits, there's quite a lot of research out there about the importance of representation broadly, but specifically queer representation, and the role that it plays for elements of self-acceptance and identity building for young queer people and queer people broadly, but also acceptance in broader communities. And so there are links that can be drawn between exposure to queer representations in media, and in particular things like television and film, and people's development of their self-identity if they are queer, and people's acceptance of queer communities if they're not queer. And so that is a really important thing that we know about queer representations. And then in the context of what I'm looking at, the thing that we sort of need to understand better is, well, how do they get on screen? And so there are a lot of different influences that sort of impact how queer stories end up being told. And television serves both a cultural and commercial role. And so it's about how do producers and creators and writers navigate the sort of tensions of cultural and commercial in order to get these stories on screen. In terms of Australia, the last decade has seen quite a distinct shift to more queer representation, and there are a lot of factors that could be influencing that. We have more funding going into drama production with our public service broadcasters, with the ABC in particular, because there's been a changing landscape. But we also have streaming services, which are globally changing the whole makeup of how we think about distribution. We're no longer broadcasting and trying to appeal to the broadest possible audience. We now are able to kind of narrow cast and create something where audiences self-select in. So it becomes less about who's the broadest appeal, and now does the audience exist? Could they opt in to this particular program? And so the trends are showing that we're seeing more diverse representation across the board, and certainly for queer representation, as partly because of a result of the change in distribution models.
Yeah, it's really interesting that you say how it's more kind of focused on one group rather than a really kind of broad brush, because when you think about those streaming services, I would think that they're just trying to appeal to the masses, really. But I guess, yeah, you're totally right. You wouldn't pick a show based on, like, if you weren't into romance novels or something like that, you wouldn't watch a show based on romance. But what are some of the shows in Australia particularly that have made efforts to show diversity?
Well, I guess if we think about the most recent example, we have Heartbreak High. And one of the things that's quite interesting about this is, with the changing trends and the changing influences on representations, one of the big things that has come out of this is the importance of writers' rooms. So in 2016, Screen Australia released a report reflecting on diversity in Australian television. And one of the recommendations out of that report was that we needed to be consulting with people who came from the underrepresented groups that we were trying to tell the stories of. Since that report, that advice has evolved and changed, and it's now shifted to, we need those people in the writer's room. And this serves a few different purposes. So we're getting someone in the writer's room who has that experience, is bringing the authenticity and the truth of that story. But we're also then developing talent within those underrepresented voices. And so Heartbreak High is a great example of this, because the writer's room was distinctly made up of people who represented the stories that they wanted to tell. And they purposefully did that. They wanted that diversity. And that is reflected in potentially the popularity. It's had a huge effect. There is a nostalgia of this is something that certainly I watched when I was a teenager.
Yeah, absolutely.
But also it really hit the mark at the right time. It's really capturing that this is what audiences want. They want to see authentic, real stories that feel truthful. And part of achieving that truth is having the people who can tell those stories because they've lived those stories. Maybe not exactly what appears on screen, but it's their background, it's their experience that they're drawing on to be able to tell that story.
Yeah, and I mean, while I'm not in high school, there was definitely some parts in Heartbreak High that I definitely felt very seen and very I could relate to. But I was reading the article that you wrote in The Conversation, and how it said that Australian children's TV is a global leader in screen diversity. including gender and queer representation. Do we know why that is?
So children's television, particularly in Australia, we until very recently, until last year, had content quotas for Australian-made children's television. So the commercial networks and our public service broadcasters are all making, well, were all making children's television. The content quotas for commercial broadcasters were lifted last year, partly in response to pressure that children and families were moving to streaming services and often to ABC iView, which is something that the Australian Children's Television and Cultures Research has found as ways to consume children's television, and that they were not consuming the children's television that was being broadcast on commercial networks. So with all that in mind, what we had for quite a long time before that was children's television had to be made, and it had to serve a cultural role of representing an Australian perspective. But with that came kind of a bit less pressure, a less risk-averse nature, that children's television could push some boundaries because it was a primarily cultural role. And we do have commercial successes in our children's television, everything from Round the Twist to sort of more current shows like Bluey. They do have international success, but often the pressure is really around, well, we're making a cultural product. So when you're take away, you know, you think about the traditional broadcast model and you take away that really heavy commercial pressure, suddenly people are less concerned about if this is a bit more narrowcasted, if it's being a bit more specific to a particular group or an underrepresented voice, and people get to play a bit more and have a bit more freedom to explore the different stories that are make up the whole of Australia.
Now, do these children's shows, are we seeing a knock-on effect to the adult shows with this diversity, or is there or anything else in the media landscape?
What I'd say is children's television is one of the few places left where we see a lot of opportunities for new talent development. So the long-running series like Neighbours are exiting the market, and that's a place where a lot of people got their start in the industry. And children's television is a place where, for that same reason of it having a little bit less pressure, a little bit less risk-averse nature, that new people can get a start in the industry. And by nature of being an underrepresented voice, those people often are inexperienced. And a broadcast network has to sign off on your director. They have to sign off on your writer's room. And so they're more likely to sign off on inexperienced writers and inexperienced directors, inexperienced crews, if they're associated with a children's project because there's less pressure. And so it's a way to get more diverse voices into the industry. They get a start in, say, children's television, and then they're able to use that to parlay a career where they become the head writer on an adult-focused drama, and they're able to bring their perspective and their voice into those fields as well. But everyone needs to sort of get that beginning experience, and children's television is a place where that can happen with less pressure. There's more sort of openness to bringing in new voices because that requirement for experience is less sort of, there's less pressure there to have that.
Yeah, and I think it's such, I mean, I think of that quote, if you can't see it, you can't be it. So obviously I think, yeah, that knock-on effect that it will have is really exciting going forward. But Damien, this is a really interesting thing to study, and you're completing your PhD at Swinburne University, research television production culture and its intersection with on-screen queer representation in Australian fictional television. I'm curious, what got you so interested in wanting to pursue this as a subject to study?
It's quite sort of comes from a personal experience in that I grew up queer in a very small town, a very conservative town, and television was the first place that I ever saw people like me. And this is giving away my age, but for me, like Queer as Folk coming on SBS was a really big shift in my understanding of what it meant to be part of a queer community, of what life for a queer person could be like. And before that, I just didn't know. And it had a quite profound impact on my life. You know, we can debate the kind of merits of the original Queer as Folk, the American version, not the original British version, but in that it was very whitewashed, it was very kind of metropolitan, it didn't necessarily represent the full spectrum of queer life, but it did show that queer life was possible. And noting that impact, noting the research that shows that seeing queer representations has such a positive effect on young queer people, one of the things that I've always been interested in is, well, how do these stories get told? The landscape of the industry has always been one that's kind of focused on the dominant voices, focused on what the sort of dominant cultural ideal is, and somehow minority stories make their way through. And I've just always been interested to know, well, how does that happen? And if we understand how, maybe we can understand how to make it happen more. Mm. And that's what I want to find out. And that's what I want to help the industry understand as well. You know, what works so that we can do more of it.
Amazing. Well, Damien, I think that's a great place to leave it. And I'm super excited to hear more about your work coming up and the encouraging trend of more diversity on Australian screens.
Sounds good. Thanks for that, Sam.
Thanks so much, Damien.